It's perhaps the best loved radio station jingle ever.
The sound of the city, the sounds that are heard in San Francisco.
The Sound of the City was first heard about 45 years ago as the theme song of San Francisco's KSFO, self-described, and rightly so, as the world's greatest radio station. Devised at the request of KSFO's local management, the Sound of the City has been shrouded in a fog of lore and legend since it was first heard nearly five decades ago on KSFO, which at the time was owned by Gene Autry's Golden West Broadcasting. Upon its completion, one oft-repeated tale relates that the Sound of the City was originally held back from being broadcast until the late-night hours on KSFO for fear that the lengthy tone poem might cause listeners to tune out. Once it was heard on the air, however, KSFO phone lines lit up, and the Sound of the City was requested nearly as often as any record on the station's regular playlist. Another tale often told is that the Sound of the City was concocted within the confines of KSFO's studios in the Fairmont Hotel. That may be the legend, but who was actually responsible for composing those memorable words and music?
The Sound of the City? I did. Of course I did. I wrote the lyrics to all of the Sound of the Cities all over the country.
That's Johnny Mann, the famous choral director turned jinglemeister. You say you don't know Johnny Mann? Maybe this will jog your memory.
The Big 610.
I wanted to make sure you got the story all straight.
The publishing credit to The Sound of the City attributes the composition to Johnny Mann, as well as to Hugh Heller, who served as an agent and manager to numerous performers, including KSFO's Don Sherwood. What part did Hugh Heller play?
Well, that's what I want to clear up very much, and I'm glad you're recording this. Hugh Heller was a guy I had first met through the office of George Gerbel when I was being musical director for him. Now, Hugh Heller, I hate to say this, but he turned out to be a very bad guy. And I did the Sound of the City, and he put his name on it. And after that, we did the Sound of San Diego, the Sound of Seattle, the Sound of Kansas City, the Sound of Los Angeles, many other cities around the country. And after we got doing it, I had asked Hugh to be my manager. And after an X amount of months, he was manipulating the funds in my income that were coming in from my working. So he and I decided to leave that alone. So he wanted to go on with the Sound of the City. So he recruited, because he wrote his name on them like he wrote them. He doesn't know a note and a half of music, so he couldn't write it. He certainly didn't write it. I could play it for you, sing on the piano, sing it to you, give you the lyrics and everything else, but he can't. He put his name on the Sound of the City, and he did not have one iota of lyric or musical content in the show. He just took it upon himself, because we had been working together, or trying to, at the beginning, and he called it Man Heller, or Heller Man Ferguson. And that was all bad, all a lie.
What about the story that Don Sherwood helped Hugh Heller with the lyrics?
That is a 100% total lie. I wrote the sound, I sat down and I wrote, because I write things I've done for 50-some years. I sat down and I wrote that thing out in a matter of an hour or an hour and a half. And he didn't have any contact with me because I wrote it to the music. I had to write music to it.
Over the years, various other stories have arisen about the Sound of the City, such as where it was recorded and who the singing group was. Was it the Hi-Los? The University of California Men's Glee Club? Perhaps some other quartet? Johnny Mann sets the record straight.
First of all, the singers that were on it, I can name you some of them that I'm absolutely certain, but most of them are gone. Do you know Thurl Ravenscroft's name? Tony the Tiger for 53
absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely.
Well, he was on it. Bill Lee, all these were pro singers at the time. Bill Lee, Alan Davies, they're all gone. Lee Gotch, I believe. I think Bernie Park, Gil Mershon, Clark Yoakam, and Johnny Mann, eight of us.
You were one of the singers as well on there.
Of course. In the beginning, I had to sing. When it got where I was conducting big things is when I stopped singing.
Johnny Mann also gets the final word on where the Sound of the City was recorded.
In Hollywood at United Recording. recorders, whatever, was one of the first big things. Bill Putnam was the builder and the owner. He was an engineer, and he built that studio, and we did many of my first things there.
So there you have it. Case closed on the real story behind The Sound of the City. With thanks to Johnny Mann, Lori Harper, and Ben Fong Torres, I'm David Jackson for the Bay Area Radio Museum.